The following is an interview with Communist Party Executive Vice Chair Jarvis Tyner in response to President Obama's January 27th State of the Union Address. It was conducted Thursday, January 28th. Thanks for talking with us, Jarvis. What is your overall impression of the president's speech?
Well, you know, everything has to be seen in time, place, and circumstances. You know, we communists especially participate in this struggle because it is key to advancing democracy in this period, which is a prerequisite for transformational change. I think the speech was excellent. Almost in every aspect, it was delivered very well, of course. He's gifted in that regard. But I think the way he tackled the issues before the Congress and before the nation and turned the tables on the right wing, I think, was particularly critical. I think he laid the basis for his administration and the Democratic forces to be, you know, to be accurate, the Democratic forces, a small d, to go from defensive to offensive. And I think that was really important.
On the issues, President Obama seemed willing to strike a balance between the fight for jobs immediately and balancing the budget in the near future. What is your take on the points he made about this?
Well, first of all, I think the emphasis on jobs is brilliant. That's what we need. And I think if you want to defeat the Tea Party people and the AstroTurfers and all these people who are now activated, well-financed, really by the, you know, it's really a right-wing movement, designed to defeat and aimed at defeating Obama's agenda and all that. If you really want to defeat him, you got to go straight to the economic issues. You got to go straight to Wall Street and the problem with the bankers and the financial community that has been ripping us off and got us into this deep economic crisis. And you got to remind people what the past administration was doing. And they were actually trying to sound like that they were against Wall Street and all that, when in effect, that is their mother's milk, that movement. But I think there was a lot of demagogy associated with that. So I think taking the jobs issue away from them is very, very, very important. Now, I think he is caught in a little bit of a trap on the balancing the budget issue. First of all, he showed how the last guy, you know, didn't care about that. You know, tax breaks to the rich and the corporations and the whole right wing, you know, neoliberal policies got us into deep debt. And then, of course, the taking away the restrictions on Wall Street and the finance community brought the whole economy down, subprime and all that, all the racism associated with that. But anyway, the point he made, but I'll tell you something. We're really dealing with a deep philosophical question here that he needs to be more aggressive and more, I think, pro-working class with. The government should spend the money to help the people. They were spending it last time to help the rich and wealthy corporations expand their wallets. It's time to spend the money to help the people, and that's what the role of government is. And the right wing is having a fit that the government should be asked to step in and take over. And I think he needs to not be so defensive on that issue.
Speaking of the role of government, a lot was made about the special election in Massachusetts as being a referendum on the president's health reform. But the president came out swinging in a speech calling for passage of reform. What is it going to take to get it passed?
There have been so many twists and turns on the health care proposal, the one coming out of the Senate, the one coming out of the House. So I don't know quite where we're at now. But it seems as though we're moving for a health care bill that will, in fact, we hope, eliminate the pre-existing conditions and expand the coverage in the country by, I don't know, tens of millions. We don't know how much anymore. But mainly what I think it can set a threshold, a platform on which to build for a fully democratic and 100% coverage kind of health care. We're heading towards socialized medicine, which in my opinion is nothing to be ashamed of, or be afraid of, or be shy about. That's what we need to do, like other civilized societies have established socialized medicine. On one level or another, we'll probably be American style, but I think that's what we need. I think his commitment now to fight for it, and the way he put it, 100 years, we've been fighting for this, almost 100 years, and have not achieved it. And we know why, because the forces opposed to it are very powerful, very conservative, very backward, and have done everything, these insurance companies, to keep the largesse of billions that they pull out of the people, working people's pockets, and they're not interested in covering the society and making sure that everybody is covered by health care, and they're not interested in that. They're interested in making profit. And I think for him to lay that basis and to go forward, I think is very, very important. But the movement for health care, and on all these questions, jobs as well, the AFL-CIO saluted his call for jobs, but they said that there had to be real jobs and had to be a lot more jobs than maybe they're thinking about to meet the problem. And I think that the healthcare movement, which is a broad movement in a society, but it has to be a united movement now to pass what we can pass now so we can get to something better in the future. We need a movement to do it, though.
AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka recently urged passage of meaningful health reform using the budget reconciliation process, which needs only the 51 votes in the Senate. How should we view that demand?
It depends on what the measures are and whether or not it's possible to pass something like that, which meets the criterion of coverage and no pre-existing and no accelerated rise in health care beyond the working class pocketbook and all the other problems that associated with that. I think there ought to be forces pushing to improve the health care bill even now, but I think they have to be united on the fight to pass something now as we, push for a greater improvement and plant the seeds for something greater. The vote in the Senate is a trap, and it is the way that the right wing has been able to stall this whole thing and screw it up. And to me, if we can get away from that, I think that's better, assuming we're fighting for the right measures, the right kind of health care.
The president also addressed some foreign policy issues, but on the question of Afghanistan, he seemed to be in favor of moving forward with the surge. What will it take to turn that policy around?
Well, first, I think it was really important that he said on Iraq, we're getting out next August. August is not too far away. That's very important. That's a very important precedent, and it sets the stage also to get the hell out of Afghanistan, which we shouldn't be, escalating the war. We ought to be de-escalating the war and working our way out of that situation. He also set a date for when they would get out of Afghanistan. I think his administration has established a way out by saying if the Karzai government does not show responsibility and willingness to move in a democratic direction and take over its own defense, then we're out. I don't think the Karzai government is capable of moving in a democratic direction or taking on the civil government in a proper way and all that. I think they're thoroughly corrupt, and I think that there is a fundamental question before the administration. How long are you going to wait for this to happen? Now, he did set a date out. I think we ought to get out as soon as we can. So the peace movement needs to really focus on this, and I think we have to say something like, this is not George Bush in the White House anymore, and I think we have to be careful how we handle it. On the other hand, for those who think it's the same, they're not paying attention or something. What I'm saying is that what we have to do is the peace movement to say, Mr. President, you're getting out of Iraq, fine, move as quickly and as efficiently as possible and get out. And I think in Afghanistan, do likewise. Let's get out of it. Let's get clear. We don't have the money to take care of health care. We don't have the money to provide jobs and take care of our collapsing economy. If we end the war, we will have the money, though, because the war is the biggest drain of our resources that we have.
He also addressed environmental issues and connected them to job creation. How do you view his positions on that question?
One of his best lines of the night was when he said that, I know some people here don't believe in global warming, and it was actually a very comedic line, and actually it brought bellows of laughter from the room. And I think that's the way most Americans feel, and I think that was a real blow to the Republicans. But we're on a threshold of having some kind of bill that would limit what they call carbon gases and so forth, and I think we ought to be pushing that very much so, and connecting it very much to, as well, the issue of jobs and a better economy and transforming our economy and so forth. The manufacturing sector in our country was basically destroyed. Or pretty much destroyed. not completely, but pretty much destroyed. And with the oil companies collapsing recently, that's the perspective where things seem to be going. And I think we need to rebuild our country on the basis of green energy and green jobs and so forth. I think what he's talking about exporting, that we must become an exporting country in terms of goods and services, I think that is related very much to us moving in that direction. So labor movement, all kinds of job-related movements, job-fighting movements, and the environmental movement can join together in that effort, I think.
Finally, most people on the far right, and some also on the left, want us to be disappointed with President Obama's first year in office and to see it as a failure or to view his presidency negatively. How do you respond to that?
Talking to some friends the other day, you know, and they were saying, and their brother just got in there and give him a chance, you know. And that's a lot of feeling that's out there among a lot of working people, black, white, and brown and so forth, but especially in the black community, is very strong. The fact is that the moves that he did take did prevent a total collapse of the economy. I mean, the truth is that a lot more people have been unemployed without the stimulus package and other measures that they took. The thing is also that Obama is not a socialist. And for those who think that he should have just taken over the banking industry completely, I understand that, and I'm for that ultimately, but it's not in the cards now. He couldn't even get the health bill passed because his own party was how was he going to get the nationalization of the banks through, even though there's a lot of feeling for it in the country? So I felt like what he did do was save the economy, save the country from dire consequences. And dire consequences are nothing to sneeze at. When you got a family and you out there selling apples on the street, which was like in the Depression, that is nothing. That's something you want to avoid. And it's related to the size and influence of the left in the society. Because at this stage in the game, we are not strong enough to build a movement to move the country towards more fundamental changes to capitalism. But it is possible to move the country to more democratic changes and to more humane changes and more tolerance and more all these things that are very important to advancing the thinking of our people. And we have to help to break the thought patterns that were injected into our people for 30 years by the right wing about fear of government, about not believing that civil rights was any longer an issue, beating up on affirmative action, that the only answer to war was, to terrorism, was war all over the world, and that terrorism was now the greatest thing that threatens us. And all of these things that they have planted into the heads of people, it takes a while for a lot of Americans to move away from that. And to me, I believe that we are at a point now where we can help to make that transition, help people get different thought patterns about the world that we live in and how to go forward. And that's what we need to be working on in this particular period of time. That's what will take us forward.
Thanks for listening. Learn more about the Communist Party USA at CPUSA.org.